When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2355. You don't have to avoid processed foods. Here's what matters instead, by Sally Kazumchek of RealMomNutrition.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. You don't have to avoid processed foods. Here's what matters instead, by Sally Kazumchek of RealMomNutrition.com. Talk about processed food can make me twitchy. That's because so much of it smacks of privilege, particularly the privilege of having the time and resources to make everything from scratch. So much advice about processed foods is unrealistic, like avoid anything in a package. As if, unless you live on a farm and spend all day in the kitchen, that's impossible. What foods are not processed? Totally unprocessed foods are in their natural state. That can either be the edible parts of plants or animal products. Unprocessed foods include fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh eggs, and fresh fish. Minimally processed foods have a bit of processing to either make them edible or easier to eat. Minimally processed foods include rice, dry beans and lentils, pasta, pasteurized milk, fresh squeezed orange juice, frozen seafood, dried herbs, tea, and coffee. What are processed foods? Fact is, most foods are processed in some way, including plenty of foods considered healthy staples. Processing, like pasteurization, makes food safe. Canning makes food last longer and locks in nutrients. And milling means you can make bread or cookies without grinding your own flour. Here are other forms of processing: dehydrating, chopping, mixing, drying, freezing, packaging, and fermenting. In other words, that Instagram influencer telling you to quote-unquote avoid all processed foods is probably eating a big old plate of them right now. Here's what matters more. A more accurate and helpful way to think of foods is the degree of processing they've undergone. These categories come from the NOVA food classification. 1. Unprocessed or minimally processed foods. They're in their natural state or pretty darn close. This includes fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables, dried beans and lentils, plain yogurt, raw nuts, pasteurized milk, and frozen meat. 2. Processed foods. These include things that have salt, sugar, or fat added to them, like canned beans and vegetables, cheese, canned tuna, canned fruit, and fresh bread. And 3. Ultra-processed foods. These are items that have more ingredients included, such as dyes, stabilizers, and emulsifiers, and contain very little intact, unprocessed foods. These include foods like cookies, sugary breakfast cereal, chicken nuggets, soda, chips, and canned soup. They tend to be high in calories, low in nutrients, and marketed heavily. Wait, what? You may have noticed there's a pretty significant leap from processed to ultra-processed. This isn't a perfect system, and plenty of foods fall between categories. What about a whole grain cereal with just a few ingredients, or a lightly sweetened yogurt? There's a lot of gray area for sure. Now, what's wrong with ultra-processed food? Most of us eat some ultra-processed foods. Researchers say nearly 60% of the total diet for U.S. adults comes from ultra-processed foods. It's slightly higher among U.S. kids, about 66%. Trying to rid your diet and your kids' diets of them is an exercise in futility and deprivation. In other words, good luck raising a kid who never touches soda or a gummy fruit snack. There's also no need for guilt or shame if you stock some ultra-processed foods in your house. We do. At the same time, I think it's important to understand how these foods may be related to health for both grown-ups and kids. According to studies like these, the more of these ultra-processed foods we eat, the less healthy we become. One study published in the British Medical Journal found a higher rate of cancer in people who ate more ultra-processed foods. A recent study of French adults concluded there was a higher risk of early death associated with an ultra-processed food diet. And a study of more than 9,000 British children found that body mass index, fat mass index, weight, and waist circumference were higher among kids, teens, and young adults who ate the most ultra-processed foods. Why? Ultra-processed foods tend to be higher in fat, salt, and sugar, and lower in fiber than less processed ones. Researchers say those factors, along with food additives, chemicals in food packaging, and processing methods like high-temperature heating, could be contributing to health problems. What to do about processed foods? I've heard calls to avoid ultra-processed foods completely, but I don't think that's realistic, and it seems like a recipe for obsession and frustration. Here's what I recommend instead. 1. Read ingredient lists when shopping. My rule of thumb is the simpler, the better. If there are options that don't contain as many additives and I can afford them, I often choose those. 2. Cook more often. Some convenience foods are a necessity in a busy life. Nothing wrong with frozen foods like breaded fish fillets or frozen ravioli sometimes, but you can also make very simple meals from minimally processed ingredients like rice and beans or scrambled eggs with a side of fruit. 3. Experiment with homemade versions. My teenager won't give up his beloved bottle ranch dressing, and he scarfs down more green salads and carrot sticks because of it. But he happily eats my homemade barbecue sauce, taco seasoning mix, applesauce, and macaroni and cheese. 4. Think about balance. After a weekend at grandma's or a blowout birthday sleepover, serve some simpler meals and snacks. Chances are, your kid may be craving them anyway. If your kids had a box of sugar-sweetened cereal last week, lean towards breakfasts like eggs, smoothies, and oatmeal this week. If your kids are having boxed mac and cheese for lunch, slice up apples and pears as a side. And 5, cut yourself some slack. What you eat most of the time is what matters. Focus on less processed foods, including plenty of fruits and vegetables most often, and don't sweat the occasional hot dog or boxed cookie. You just listened to the post titled, "You Don't Have to Avoid Processed Foods. Here's What Matters Instead," by Sally Kazumchek of realmomnutrition.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know the news about consuming processed food sounds really bad, but as today's author Sally said, please don't stress. It's difficult to avoid all processed foods all the time. I don't even do that. But if we can just do a little better and reduce our intake of these foods by even just, say, one serving a day, that can make a difference. Now, you may not be convinced. It may not seem like it would make a difference, but it does. Think about how one less serving of processed food each day adds up over the course of a week, a month, a year, heck, even a lifetime. So, just start. All right, that'll do it for today, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.